Speaking of voting, Brad Friedman is on the line with us. Hey, Brad.
How are you?
I don't know. I could be okay. Ask me Wednesday.
Well, you know what? Just hearing you back ranting and raving sounds good to me.
Yeah, well,
Somebody's got to.
I was reading at bradblog.com, the leaked 2003 report of Maryland's Diebold voting system reveals serious security concerns were withheld from election board, the governor, and the public. Is this in addition to or separate from or in tandem with hacking the vote that was on HBO last night?
Totally separate deal, but related. It refers to Maryland, which was one of the first states to bring in these godforsaken voting machines across the state, both Maryland and Georgia, actually,
right,
brought in these machines. And early on, it was revealed that there was problems when the source code for the systems was downloaded after Diebold had left it sitting out there on an unsecured Internet site. Problems were found by Johns Hopkins University, and so this study was commissioned by the state of Maryland to find out if, in fact, what Johns Hopkins, Professor Avi Rubin, had to say was for real. They came back with this report. It was a 200-page report, apparently detailing all sorts of security flaws. And before it was released to anyone, Diebold and Linda Lamone, the election director out there in Maryland, changed the report, redacted it, made items seem better off than they apparently actually were when you compare it to the original document. And this original 200-page study was released as a 38-page study.
Oh, my God.
And no one has seen outside of really Diebold's offices and Linda Lamone's office, no one has actually seen this damn report until now. And she didn't even share it with the rest of Maryland. And, in fact, in those 3 years since, of course, these very same machines that the study found to have all sorts of security flaws have been allowed now to go out all over the country and will be in first use in many states this November 7th.
Okay. This sounds to me, then, and I think it would sound this way to anyone who is still rational in this country, two words, we're screwed. And I don't want to believe that, because I said earlier on this program, Brad, you know, I've seen three elections stolen now on various levels. Presidential, two presidential elections absolutely stolen, governorships, senatorial races, representatives. And this is kind of my line in the sand. I'm not a big macho guy. I tend to stay by myself and just, you know, try to raise my two-year-old. But I swear to God, if this one is stolen, Brad, there's got to be a response from the American people. There has to be. And I'm not talking about calling some damn 800 number to report irregularities at your local precinct. I mean, there has to be a response. So let me ask you, knowing what you know and the research that you have done over the years, where does this leave us?
Well, it leaves us with a complete and utter mess. It, you know, I've been reporting on this stuff for about 2 years, trying to get folks to pay attention. Suddenly now, I mean, if you look at the headlines today in virtually every paper across the country, you know, meltdown expected, chaos at the polls, disaster looming. Well, we knew that it's for, you know, the last 2 years at least. Where does it leave us? I'm concerned about where it leaves us, Mike, and that's why I'm asking folks to be, you know, vigilant in advance, to bring video cameras with you when you go to vote so you can document these.
But what is it, Brad? I mean, this is, we're talking about proprietary software. What am I supposed to document?
Well, you can, for one thing, you can document, we're getting reports now of touchscreen votes flipping all over the country, Florida, Missouri, Texas, Ohio, Arkansas, people going in to vote. So far, every report I've seen shows folks trying to vote for a Democrat, it flips to a Republican or sometimes a complete straight party ticket. And so, you know,
you're talking about early voting.
Yeah, I'm talking in early voting, which is already underway.
Right. Oh, yeah. It ended today here in Georgia. We've had it for the past week. And Kathy and I were going to go, and Kathy's mother went and said that when you go in, it's not a paper ballot. It's touchscreen.
Well, that's right. And it was Maryland and Georgia were the first two showcase states to have these things. And there is no way to go back and verify anything in Maryland or Georgia or the other states that have paperless touchscreen systems. Keep in mind, those that have touchscreen systems that do have these so-called voter-verified paper trails, the little toilet paper roll next to the machine, those can't be verified either. I talked to someone down in San Diego who was watching early voting today where they're using these systems for the first time. They've got a paper trail, but guess what? Voters are not instructed to check those paper trails, and in fact, even if they tried to, we've got so many initiatives on the ballot here in California. The ballots are apparently scrolling by this tiny little view window before you can actually see, if you bother to look, before you can actually see if it's accurate or not.
Democrat for a Democratic candidate?
Right.
So help me out here, Brad, please.
I could. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just the same question. What are we supposed to do? I'm coming to you, pal.
It is that bad. That's why I've been screaming and running around with my hair on fire. It is that bad. And keep in mind, even if you have those paper trails, they don't use them. They use the numbers that come off of the machine. It is that bad. Now, there is a few things you can do. For example, California now, the Secretary of State has said that folks can request a paper ballot if they want. I don't know that that law applies in Georgia or Maryland.
Oh, it damn sure does. No, doesn't apply down here.
Right. No, you're screwed. That's the bottom line, and I wish I could come on with better news. Now, that said, let me make clear, if you don't vote, they don't have to steal it because you're giving it to them. You've got to get out there and vote. That said, it's still an absolute disaster on the ground. People need to be vigilant. They need to be on the ground on election day. They need to watch and see how these votes are being tallied at the end of the night. But again, where you've got systems with no paper whatsoever, like Georgia, it is an utter disaster. And, I hate to point this out as well, but it was up in Maryland, the election director, Linda Lamone, she's a Democrat. Down there in Georgia, Kathy Cox, Secretary of State, a Democrat as well. She's on the Diebold brochure, for crying out loud. This goes beyond, way beyond left and right. This is, as I always say, this is about right and wrong. And frankly, these elections officials have bought into the crap that the voting machine companies have been selling. Them, whining and dining them. They've asked, officials have now asked for, millions of dollars from their counties and states, and they're in a place where they can't admit they were wrong. I mean, their job. That's the only thing they'll do, is essentially choose what kind of voting equipment they're going to use, and they have made disastrous decisions. We, you, me, the voters, we're paying for this now, not just with money, but votes. And these guys have got to be run out of office and need to be put in jail because this whole damn thing is a criminal enterprise at this point from top to bottom.
Indeed. And as you know, your friend Greg Palast has been on this the same, not necessarily to the degree that you have, but he has been, clanging the cowbells and blowing the whistles like you have. I want to ask you a couple of things when we come back. We got a break here. What we can expect in addition to this crap next Tuesday, Brad. I kind of believe what Greg said and what you just said. They're going to steal it. Make the sons of bitches really steal it. Turnout. Let's get an 80%, 90% turnout of Democrats. And then if they try to steal it, we may be able to defeat whatever they have written into this program. Unless they have written in to steal every vote, which I don't think they could. Our guest is Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. Go to his website during the break here and look at this report on Maryland's Diebold voting. We'll be back in a second.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rate, fees, over-limit fees? Having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We can help. We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. Now, this isn't bankruptcy or one of those consumer credit counseling deals, and it's not a high-interest consolidation loan. It's Credit Card Relief. We have an outstanding record of performance and client satisfaction. We provide a complete credit analysis and free consultation with a local participating program attorney. If you're serious about it, call Credit Card Relief right now. Don't wait for the collection calls to start. Call Credit Card Relief. The consultation is free, and the relief is real.
Call right now, 1-866-808-3939. That's Credit Card Relief at 1-866-808-3939. 1-866-808-3939.
Hey, working people of Arizona, this is Roman Allman.
And Sherry Van Horsen.
Your jobs are under attack. To protect your jobs, you have to vote November 7th. Your families are counting on you. Arizona at Work can tell you how the unions protect your benefits.
And we'll be watching the legislature for you to let you know what they're doing to working families instead of for us.
Join us at our new time on Sunday from 1 to 2.
For Arizona at Work, as we cover the issues that are important to Arizona working families. Air America Phoenix, 1480 KPHX.
I looked at her and I was just, wow, she looked great.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the clinically proven breakthrough called hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in the VIP gift bags at this year's Sundance Film Festival, and now you can experience them for yourself. Try hydroxytone risk-free and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Turn back the clock with a free trial of hydroxytone. For your free trial, call 1-800-554-1453. That's 1-800-554-1453. 1-800-554-1453.
How is your memory these days? Are you forgetting things like names and numbers, what you just read or heard? Are you misplacing things like keys or glasses or having trouble concentrating? If so, please listen carefully. These mild memory problems are a normal part of aging, but they can grow with time and seriously affect your job, home, or social life unless you act now. Because for the first time, there's an amazing new memory booster called MemoProof, a scientific breakthrough based on 10 years of research that is a safe and effective one-a-day tablet that protects and improve short-term memory, increases concentration, mental alertness. It's the only product that contains neuropeptides, which are clinically tested to improve memory in just 30 days. Find out how you can get a free 60-day supply of MemoProof and experience the power of MemoProof firsthand. Call 1-800-482-6011, 1-800-482-6011. This offer is limited, so find out how to get your free 60-day supply of MemoProof today. Call 1-800-482-6011, 1-800-482-6011.
The downtown Phoenix Public Market invites the Air America community to our weekly market every Saturday from 8 a.m. till 1. We feature locally grown, pesticide-free produce, delicious specialty foods, and an eclectic group of artists and craftspeople, as well as talented local musicians. Come share the energy and support our grassroots economy in the heart of downtown Phoenix every Saturday at Central and McKinley, just 2 blocks south of Roosevelt. For more information, visit phoenixpublicmarket.com.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're talking with Brad Friedman, bradblog.com. All right, I want to ask you, what else can we expect on Tuesday, Brad? What dirty tricks, in addition to stealing the election, are they going to hide voting machines like they did in Ohio? Are they going to make people wait in line for hours to cast ballots, phone jamming? Sending out phony letters telling Democrats they aren't registered. Let me see what else. Neocons disguised as fake insurance INS agents out in Hispanic precincts. And what can you tell us about those magic yellow buttons on the Sequoia machines?
Okay, well, first let me answer your first questions. The answers are yes, 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 yes.
Oh, God.
Yes. And it has already begun, by the way. The Washington Post is reporting that there's actually a booklet which tells Republican election judges how to challenge voters when they go to vote out there in Maryland, and how to threaten poll workers that they will go to jail if they don't follow their instructions. They are gaming this system every way from top to bottom. You know, you had mentioned about, the importance of voting. Well, the fact is Republicans win when Democrats don't vote, and that means whether they don't show up to vote at all, or whether they're purged from the registration lists or kept mm-hmm. waiting in lines. They don't need to game these systems. These systems are so bad that state after state, in primary election after primary election so far this year, thousands of voters have been turned away simply because the damn things don't turn on, or they haven't shown up at the polls because they're sleeping in from their sleepovers the night and week before. They send these voting machines pre-programmed home with poll workers. Down in San Diego, they will have been at poll workers' houses for 3 weeks prior to the election, giving those poll workers a full 3 weeks to find the 60 seconds it needs to hack these systems. I expect a meltdown on Election Day. Mike, I'm going to be broadcasting, with our friend Peter B. Collins that night into the wee hours of the morning, hoping you'll join us that night.
Where are you going to be broadcasting? I'm going to be on the air an extra hour. I'm usually on 9 to midnight Eastern time, but I'm going to join one of the program hosts at a Phoenix station, KPHX, and do an extra hour with her, which will be from midnight to 1 a.m. Eastern time, and then she's going to take over on her own from 1 to 2 Eastern time. All Eastern times now. Where are you and Peter B. going to be?
Well, I think we sent an invitation, by the way, to KPHX to pick us up after you guys are off the air. We're going to be on a number of affiliates, the AIR affiliates, and on the Internet, whiterosesociety.org. You'll be able to stream it from. VelvetRevolution.us will be the main place to go to see where we're going to be, but we're on in Sacramento,
well,
up
see if,
in Anchorage,
see if,
Alaska.
All see if you can work it out with our excellent engineering staff at KPCH. There's a peach radio station here in Atlanta. God, KPHX. If you can work it out with Billy, I would love to join you guys periodically.
Yeah.
On and have that reverse. It would be nice to do something together.
Well, we're going to be I know that a lot of folks have folks at your old place, Air America, the folks at Pacifica, they've all asked me to be on standby for them. So if I'm doing interviews with some of those folks, we're going to cross broadcast those. I would love to do that with you. We're making this available to anyone who wants to pick it up off the satellite feed or off the internet for free. It's our election night meltdown.
Well, this is a good idea. Greg Palast is going to be on my program as well. We just need to try to make as much hookup as possible here, because this Tuesday night coming may be a moment, Brad, that. Either will be something to be very, very happy about, or something to be extremely alarmed and reactive about. I'm trying to not be melodramatic, but I swear to God, the feelings in this country, when you have a president and a president with an approval rating of around 30-something percent and a Republican Congress with an approval rating around 18%, and if these sons of bitches wind up holding on to their majorities, then I think it's very clear that once again the elections were stolen. If these machines are rigged to steal a million votes, then Democrats are going to have to show up to the tune of 2 million, and I'm using just representational figures there, in order to overcome it. And of course, this is what Palast has said, and I think you probably maintain the same thing. If these bastards are going to steal it, then we're going to have to turn out to somehow defeat their attempt to steal it. Because otherwise, Brad, I'm not very optimistic about what's going to happen in this country. The laws are in place right now to take people like you and me and lock us up.
Yep.
And all it takes is to define what you are doing or what I am doing or so many of us on the liberal side of the equation to define what we are doing as interfering with the smooth operation of this government or whatever the terms are.
Well, you're right.
Look, you and I would both qualify.
Oh, I know. I hope my cell is next to yours and we can chat.
No, that's not going to happen. We may qualify, but I'll tell you what, you know, I'm going to pull a Charlton Heston on them. You know, when they pry this out of my cold, dead fingers.
Attaboy.
Oh, my
attaboy.
God. I will go medieval on these sons of bitches so fast, Brad, and I know I won't last, but I'll tell you something. This is my country. This is my constitution. This is where my kids and my grandkids live. And no, man, no, ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen.
Well, bless you, man. I will be watching your back as best as
thank
I can.
You.
I'm
thank
sure
you.
You'll do the same for me.
Real I quick. Will.
So
I will.
Running out here, let me toss this out. 1-888-VOTE-TIP. Velvet Revolution is offering $500,000 reward for fraud on these systems, and
right.
Never mind the fraud, the damn things don't work. So
800-VOTE-TIP. All right, Brad, we will talk Tuesday. 888-VOTE-TIP. We will talk Tuesday night, okay?
Thank you, my friend.
Take care, Brad.
Good
Brad,
luck.
Brad Friedman, go to bradblog.com. Check it out. We'll be back after this break. We're going to take some phone calls. I'm Mike Malloy.